passions of thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Be strong and possess the land.
The Word of God. On One Love Radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Government to review school disciplinary framework. Langeni's Lopo Clinic earns deadly birth complications. In international news, Pope Leo XIV pushes back as Donald Trump criticism escalates. And in sports, Copa Queens seek response against Brazil. And other news in detail. The Ministry of Education says plans are underway to review the school disciplinary framework in response to changes in the learning environment across the country. The move follows reported cases of indiscipline among pupils in schools. Education Permanent Secretary Kelvin Mamboy says the review is intended to address emerging disciplinary challenges among learners. Dr. Mamboy says the ministry remains committed to ensuring a conducive learning environment for all pupils. He says that discipline is a behavioral issue that requires a collective effort from all stakeholders. Dr. Mwambwe has since urged parents and guardians to take a more active role in instilling discipline in the learners. He says shifts in the global environment have made it necessary to visit the current disciplinary framework. Meanwhile, stakeholders in the education sector have welcomed the development. Maternal mortality, stillbirths and neonatal deaths have reportedly been eliminated in Lopo area of Chipata following the construction of a constituency development fund CDF-supported Lopo clinic. The development has drawn appreciation from residents who have credited President Hakainde Hichilema for responding to long-standing appeals made by Luangeni Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker Moses Moyo. Community leaders indicated that the project was initially driven by Moyo's personal resources before being completed through CDF support, bringing healthcare services closer to several surrounding villages. The clinic, described as modern and well-structured, includes essential amenities such as flushable toilets and a water tank, significantly reducing the long distances residents previously travelled to access medical services in Katandala and Mwami areas.
So, pay where the clinic
Mansa Mayor Njiko Musuku has described President Hakainde Hichilema as unopposed presidential candidacy for the United Party for National Development as a clear demonstration of the trust and cohesion within the party. Mr. Musuku says that the president's unchallenged nomination underscores a milestone collective belief in the administration's reform agenda and its direction in steering the country towards economic growth and stability. He says the development has been widely interpreted as a strong internal endorsement of his leadership, reflecting growing confidence and unity among party members ahead of the upcoming electoral process.
It is a clear collective endorsement of his leadership and the vision for a thriving Zambia. This milestone signals a party united behind a proven path forward. The absence of the opposition speaks volumes about the overwhelming belief in the president's transformative agenda. The secured nomination paves the way for advancing national development and economic reform. We celebrate this victory and renew our commitment to support President Hichilema as he leads Zambia to a brighter, fairer future. The message is loud and clear. President Hakainde Hichilema has the full and divided support of the people to finish the work he has started. The mandate is strong. The momentum is unstoppable. Forward ever.
Minister of Finance Tumbeko Musokotwane has congratulated Oliver Chinganya, board chairperson of the Zambia Statistics Agency, on his election as president of the International Statistical Institute for the 2029 to 2030 term. Dr. Chinganya is expected to first serve as president-elect from 2027 to 2029. The minister described the achievement as a proud moment not only for Zambia, but for the African continent, noting that it marks the first time an African will lead the institute, reflecting growing global recognition of African expertise and leadership. Dr. Musokotwane highlighted Dr. Chinganya's distinguished career in official statistics, pointing to his previous role as chief statistician at the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa and his current positions as board chairperson of Zonstats and senior advisor for data and AI at the International Growth Center at the London School of Economics. He stated that the election represents a strong vote of confidence in a Zambian professional whose competence, integrity and dedication have earned international respect while also demonstrating Zambia's contribution to shaping global discourse. The Waza Alliance has called on young people across the country to join its ranks as it seeks to expand its support base. Alliance Vice President Yusuf Dodia has emphasized the importance of youth participation in shaping the nation's future, noting that young people remain key stakeholders in national development and governance through creating youth skills that will help youths own their own businesses. He has indicated that structures have already been put in place to accommodate youth involvement, including the appointment of youth leaders to spearhead engagement and mobilization efforts. Mr. Dodia says the move is aimed at ensuring that young voices are represented and actively contribute to decision-making processes within the alliance and to develop the nation through youth skills.
For us, do the stock take on resources. Where are we going to target our development agenda? We're going to develop it on youth to start. Youth skills. Remember, we have TEVETA. We have got a Ministry of Technology and Science that was meant to resuscitate all the trades training institutes at provincial headquarters. We're going to make sure that happens and even expand, because we've lost our skill base of bricklayers, of carpenters, of plumbers, of aluminium and glass. Now, my plastics, these my new rhinolite ceilings, what have you. We need to create that kind of skill set amongst our youth in Zambia so that not only can they get better jobs, but they can run their own businesses. Through that, you get job creation.
The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, has urged members of the clergy, as the country gradually approaches the general elections, not to use the pulpit to endorse political candidates or parties. Speaking during a celebration service held at the UPCS Garden Congregation in honor of Reverend Jen Nyirongo, who has retired from active service, CCZ General Secretary Father James Piri emphasized that the pulpit must remain a platform for preaching the gospel rather than promoting political interests. Father Piri noted that church